Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Well, Elvis, what I've been having problems with. Let's see.
Blog Talk Radio.
No, I've got it. I've got it on my computer,
right,
and my phone. Is that?
Yeah.
Is that going to echo?
So you can hear me in the background.
Let me turn it down on my. Let me turn it down on my phone. There. I think if you turn the volume down on your phone, it won't echo.
Hello. Hello. This is music producer and audio engineer John Krause, and I have a mad obsession for making studio recordings. I love mixing, producing, composing, adding guitar tracks, or just sipping coffee while you do most of the work.
Steve Coughlin with Probable Cause. We are loyal listeners and proud sponsors of the Paid Drivers Show. Check it out.
Hi there, this is Tammany Dove inviting you to the 2019 International Singer-Songwriters Association Awards Show to be held in Atlanta, Georgia on Saturday, August the 3rd. This event will be open to the public and features some of the most talented singer-songwriters from all over the world. Join us for this red carpet event and after party. Find out more and reserve your ticket at www.issasongwriters.com. Hope to see you there.
Hey y'all, this is Danny Kinsey, and you're listening to the Paid Robert Show on Intercom Radio Network.
Thank you.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Paige Roberts Show. It is Friday, April 12th, 2019. Let's do announcements. What do I got? June the 9th. Sunday, June the 9th, Vegas, Vegas Studio. I will have Nashville recording artist Christy Isabel coming in to do a live show that day. She is under the producer Frank Green. If y'all don't know Frank Green, I would definitely look him up. He's awesome. And then July the 7th, singer-songwriter Jody DeMarco will be with us in the studio. One other is August the 4th. All those are on Sunday, by the way. August the 4th is singer-songwriter Hunter Flanagan. He's Georgia's singer-songwriter, so yeah. He's won some awards, too. He won an award last year with GeorgiaCountry.com. I don't know the exact thing he did, but he's done a little bit of everything in acting, too. He's like 18 years old, I think, so he's getting started. But, yeah, let's see. We won't be back here, let's say we're going to take a few days off after tonight, and we will be back here. Hunter will be with us Thursday, April the 18th. So that's on this network, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Let's give out our guest line number, 646-668-8941. And I guess without further ado, let's go ahead and bring on my future partner for tonight. Do y'all know by now? BMI recording artist Steve Coffin with his gang, Probable Cause. Hey, Steve, how are you doing? And welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Paige. It's good to be here with y'all. Yeah, we love listening to the Paige Roberts Show because, you know, you feature a lot of folks that a lot of people wouldn't get to hear, and they're upcoming, and they will hear from them all one day. But we're just thankful that you let us come on, and we enjoy doing the Vegas show with you, which was, I'm not sure how far back. Anytime y'all want to jump in, guys, from the band Probable Cause.
That was January. January 13th, I believe it was.
Yep,
it was January.
Yep, that's it. And we enjoyed being there with you. Tonight we're going to be joined with the band, and we're in different places. All of us are, we're off tonight, and we're going to be joined with Wayne Bailey, lead guitar, Scott Bowers, bass guitar, and Allison Robarts, our backup vocalist and percussions. So anytime y'all want to speak up, folks, y'all do it. You know me. I ramble. So
howdy.
And you got one loan shark that didn't make it on tonight. So we'll go ahead and give a shout out to Mr. Eaton out there. He's working.
Mr. Brandon, he's our drummer. He's working tonight. So he's got another project going on there with the at the plant, so and we wish he could be here with us tonight, but we're all here. Everybody say hello.
Hello.
Go ahead, Paige. We'll follow your lead.
All right. Well, the way I usually start, and like I said, I usually get my featured artist to tell our listeners about themselves, and I tell you, you can go back however far you'd like. Talk about how you got into music and things like that, and work your way up to your music. So, hand it over to you, Steve.
Well, I was an orphan boy in Prague, and I was, no, I was just kidding. You know, my story is like so many others. In fact, it's no different from any of the fellows that are in the band with me tonight that are on here. It's the love of the music. Some of us start later in life, some start earlier. I suggest anybody starting, you do it as early as they can. Like first 3 months of life, start trying to figure out which progression you want to go to next. But just like anybody else, just starting out in music and loving what we do. My background is law enforcement and military. And there's I can remember riding in a patrol car, singing along to the radio and saying, I sure would like to do this. I'd like to do some songwriting. And I've always played very novice piano. No training on the piano at all as far as structured training other than what I used to put myself through. But just like anybody else, just for the love of the music and for those people that write songs or play music and all, it's not something that you just have to say, okay, well, let me see where it just comes natural. When you start playing a song and you start learning how to do things on an instrument, it comes natural, and I'm just like the rest of them. Love songwriting, love doing what we're doing. And that's basically it. Just listening to music a lot of years. I can tell you that we look to Wayne as our grandfather in the whole group because Wayne is he's the one we look to. Wayne and I are the oldest in the group, and we can remember a lot of music that some of them can't. But, our band is really unique because Scott, Allison, Brandon, everybody, they know stuff that was way before we started listening to music. So everybody's pretty in tune to the music and all. So we know what we're trying to accomplish, and having these guys do it with me is just a blast. Anybody want to throw anything in there?
Mm-hmm. Who's next? Wayne, we'll let you go next.
You want me to go next?
Okay. Excuse me. Well, my story is musically is kind of all over the board, really. I, as a young man, started messing around with a guitar, but I didn't really learn anything about it. I was a bit of a rebel as a young man, and so I wasn't very focused on anything. So I probably learned maybe a dozen chords and never really learned how to put them together. And then my love of music was always there, but my willingness to put the time into learning anything wasn't there. And then something happened to me back in 1975. I bought the best guitar that's ever been purchased, actually. It's the one I currently play now, my 1975 Les Paul Custom. And when I bought that guitar, it inspired me to actually learn how to play it.
He did very well.
I worked very hard on it, and I was in the Marine Corps at the time. I ended up going to Okinawa, and I met up with a guy named Sal Salamone, who I really credit with providing the impetus to drive me forward. We formed a band in Okinawa called Stormy Dawn, and it was at the time, well, it's what's now classic rock. At the time, it was modern rock. It was Boston, Kansas, Aerosmith, ZZ Top, that kind of music. And we just had a little 4-piece band. We were in Okinawa. We had nothing else to do other than our military duties. So whenever we were doing military duties, we played music, and the result was the amount of time we spent in it, the band just kept getting better. And we befriended a local rock band and then later found out that they were Japan's top rock group. Had no idea, but they liked us and we liked them. And the result of that relationship is they invited us to open concerts for them in Okinawa. And when they went to mainland Japan to play, our band Stormy Dawn kept their club open. But I went from playing 12 chords poorly in the space of 6 months to actually playing the heavy rock at the time. And we played concerts. The smallest one had like 3,000 people in it. The largest one had 20,000. And we're nobody. We're just three guys in the Air Force and one Marine. And but it always got really well. It really got me inspired to play at a higher level. And I'm not trained. Anything I know about music, I learned from Guitar Player magazine or Acoustic Guitar magazine. I have no training. It's mostly by ear, trial and error. And what I make up for in knowledge, I try to make up for in feeling. And you've heard the show, and you can decide if that feeling's there or not. But that's really my goal, is just to play with emotion rather than to play for technical perfection. And so far it's working out pretty well. I'm still doing classic rock on the side. Probable Cause is doing some stuff, and we've invited a singer to join us, and that's being rebranded under another name. And so we're going to do a little classic rock. We're going to do the Steve Coughlin show, and I'm just going to keep on playing because I love to play guitar.
You know, Paige, let me add something in there also, if you don't mind. You know, Wayne was talking about playing in Okinawa and all. And, you know, that's really the thing about all of us. On my case, it was always wanted to play, got up with somebody, moved to Nashville, tried to meet the right people, got a lot of guidance, a lot of good folks. One especially, Cheryl Millett. I want to mention him because he is, I'm sure Cheryl will go down in the Country Music Hall of Fame one day. They will nominate him because he was a songwriter, award winner, CMA award winner. But this guy was the one that really kind of guided me, like, you know, everybody has somebody that guides them. So we all have that background of playing with different people and all, and that's exactly what it is. It's the love of the music. You need to put the hours in to do what we do. So I just wanted to throw that in there. That was kind of a good comparison.
Yeah. I have a lot of veterans, you know, truth be known. Over the past few years, quite a few veterans that have been on here that it's for the same purpose. Okay.
Oh, yeah. There's veterans all across the spectrum of rock and roll and country. You know, some of the biggest stars in country are veterans. You know, some of them are, you know, but the thing, what we're, you know, we're saying is you just never know, but it's just for the love of the music. Like Wayne said, he likes to keep on playing. He loves his classic rock. That is his beginning, and he's so good at it. And then when he came to me, and what we put together was something a little bit different than he was used to, but he's done that so well, and that's for the love of the player. That's all the guys in the band. Allison, you know, Brandon, Scott. We have a fiddle player that plays doing shows with us now named Adam Pullen. And Adam is just phenomenal, you know, and he makes it his living, and that's what he does, but he does it because he loves the music. And that's what we all do it for, you know. And I'm sure Scott and Allison, Scott, you got anything to add to this?
Well, you know, Wayne is the band leader for a reason. He's inspired me to become a better musician all around. And, you know, he's the band leader for a reason. And that's what I got to say about Wayne.
Well, I appreciate
how about
that.
Your background, Scott?
That means he tolerates me. I really appreciate it.
Well,
the Marine side comes out on me once in a while, and these guys have to sometimes slap me down. But sometimes we have some pretty tough rehearsals. But the reason we have tough rehearsals so that we can relax and play on stage. We want to do the hard work behind the scenes. When we're on stage, you know, that's our good time. When we're on stage and we're entertaining people and they're liking it and we're getting the feedback from them, that's what makes all the work worthwhile. So yeah, we drive a little hard in rehearsal, but it's for a reason, because the harder we drive in rehearsal, the more relaxed and the better we'll play when we're live. And so far, I think it's working out pretty well.
You know, Paige, let me throw something in there also on that also. You know, when we walk in that door of the rehearsal hall, it's not Steve Coughlin in Probable Cause. It's, here we go, because there's nobody that hides from the, if you do something wrong or something that you can do better, everybody's going to tell you about it, because that's the way we work it, because we leave our egos outside and go in and say, look, this is the bottom line. This what's going to make this song better, smoother, and tighter than anything else. And that's what we shoot for. And I might throw in, too, also, I'm starting to go to abused artist counseling. I think I can pick on more than anybody. I'm just, Lake can be Sergeant Ernie from the Marines. I've got Scott on one side that's Mr. Takes it apart technically, and Allison telling me just get over it and just keep on moving. So, and Brandon just, when
you
Brandon says something, yeah, when Brandon says something, it's everybody stops to listen because he doesn't say a whole lot, but when he says something, it's from the heart. He means it. So.
It's worth listening to, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah.
All right,
if you ever come to one of our rehearsals, you need to just be prepared for it. It will be different than the show.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, so you want my background?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'm kind of like a lot of the others. I was a brush air drummer on my bed when I was about 13. Loved the rhythm, I love music, I love, you know, the passion of it and driving into it. I also have 8 years of piano background, which helped me tremendously later in life because I learned to count, I learned measures, I learned syncopation, and that I didn't realize at the time because I kind of fought it. I was young and didn't really understand why I was doing the piano, but as it turns out, it was one of the best things for me because it was really kind of the only training I ever had. But moving forward, I was a late in life starter as well with my drumming, and I did not play percussions until I joined the band. But there was an understanding that if I could keep rhythm on drums, then I could keep rhythm on percussions. I played with, and again, I was later in life, played with my church, contemporary band for 5 years and learned an immense amount of technique and learning to play with others and making things sound cohesive and having a team of people that had other expertise that they brought to the table. So I learned an awful lot from that. And then essentially I just was a kind of a hobby drummer that was young and, you know, I was home with my kids and I was looking for an outlet for me. And I have always had a passion, always, always, always had a passion for rhythm, beating on my, you know, my dashboard in my car, on my legs. And, you know, I was kind of one of those crazy girls that nobody understood, still to this day, actually. But, you know, as I got into this band, I, you know, was kind of gun shy. I'd never played percussions before, but you know, the group was really good. They allowed me to get in there and feel my way around and kind of make it my own to some degree. Brandon and I, we play well together. We bounce off each other, and that has helped me tremendously. Just you know, working around his rhythms, he'll work around mine, and you know, that's been a big joy for me because then it feels more, you know, I feel more of a part. I've never been trained vocally. Again, I was one of those girls that just used to sing all the time. As a child, I grew up, thought I was some rock star in my head. And now I actually get to kind of live that out, which is very, very cool because I'm, you know, I'm not a youngin anymore. But I do like the work that we do. I love everybody in the band. I consider us a family. We fight, you know, we laugh. Don't know that we've all cried yet, but that's probably coming at some point.
She definitely does a job. She does a, I'll tell you, she does a, Allison brings to the band many things, but she's really, really deviled into her percussions. And now if I don't have them, you feel kind of naked when you're playing the song, you know, because she has worked with everybody and, It just
yeah,
blends
so,
in.
So Allison, please be there because we don't want him naked.
No,
please. she brings that spirit to the band too, you know. Allison's a no nonsense, let's cut the drama, let's get with what we gotta do. You know?
well,
and
That's right. That's right. And I love, I just love everything that we've done, and I love everybody. I know I'm the female, so I'm going to get, you know, I'll throw some emotion in it, but everybody in the band are like big brothers to me, even though some are younger, but I am the only female, but I think I blend in fairly well, and I take everybody's jokes, and I can throw them back, and like I said, we're all just kind of competitive, and we tag team off each other, and we, you know, there's a lot of cohesiveness, obviously, you know, rehearsals. Talking about rehearsals, yeah, they can be strained and they can be tense, and you know, you bring a bunch of people together in a room and you don't know what kind of day everybody's had, but sometimes it's just okay, and we just muddle through it and we get on stage, and the feedback that I've always gotten, you know, independently, has been that we sounded good and, you know, we were tight, and gosh, like Wayne said, that's kind of the best thing there is right there. When you hear that, you're like, wow, okay. And, you know, I have valued that and still value it. So, in any event, that's my story, and I'm, you know, live to tell it.
Well, I wanted to throw something in there, too. And they all mentioned that I want to emphasize on it a little bit. We all kid around with each other. We are like a family. There's hate and love relationship in there. You know, we're kind of like, what is it, Glenn Frey said in the Eagles, we were dysfunctional, but it worked. But one thing is for sure, though, when we really get down to when we start into a song in rehearsal, we go note by note and are so articulate about getting it right, having to go over it again, a little frustration with everybody. And that's where you have to leave your ego out. You have to, you know, you can't be thin-skinned, because sometimes they'll look at you and say, no, that sucked. No, that ain't right, you know, or if we missed something, you know. Everybody gets the dirty look. And I'm not saying, you know, everybody does it the same, not as much as Scott. No, I'm just kidding, Scott. But he gets the dirty look from all of us. And with Wayne being the band leader, see, Wayne will let us. And when Wayne screws up, he gets the look. And, the, you know, the there's nobody's safe from but it's all to make it as good as we can when we get on that stage to do a show.
That's the goal.
I make a mistake.
Awesome.
I get beat up worse when I make a mistake.
Yeah, Brandon lets us all know when we make. Brandon lets us all know when we make a mistake.
Yeah, and I want to say a little bit real quick. I want to, you know, we did everybody's kind of background. I want to say a little bit about from Brandon, because he's not here. Brandon has immense experience in drumming. His father, country music. He's played in. A lot of honky-tonk type situations with his band, different bands. He has the time on the drums. He puts a lot into it, and he knows the beat and the tempos. You tell Brandon, and pretty much you're going to get what you wanted the sound to come out of. Because Brandon does such a wonderful job. He's been with me off and on for about 12 years now since I met him. He's the longest, and he's always been there, and he just does a phenomenal job. And we also have another backup drummer, Michael Smith, out of South Carolina. Fantastic guitar player, great drummer. And he sits in for Brandon and doing shows and stuff when Brandon can't be there. And we also have Scott will sit in on acoustic guitar with me sometimes and back me up. And Allison will jump on the drums. And so everybody's kind of, you know, diverse and everything. The only thing we don't do is let Wayne play the drums, because Wayne plays the drums. Playing the Les Paul, it just don't work.
That's a big no-no.
Yeah.
No. He's a good director.
Right.
He's a good director.
Yeah, I can point at him and say, those were the drums.
So,
that's the height of my knowledge.
The
band plays the guitar like a prodigy, but the drumming is just
it ain't there.
We all have our strengths and weaknesses, and, you know, we joke about that. But the truth is, this is not a joke. I am a lousy drummer. I mean, I am terrible, and I know
we're
it.
We're so glad that
okay.
You're able to admit that now.
Yeah, that's okay, because that's not the instrument I'm playing. You know, so right. I'll play the one that I can do a little bit better.
Well, if you ever go to one of our shows, and I'm playing lead guitar, and Wayne is on the drums, and Scott's there playing acoustic guitar, bad things have happened this part for the show.
That's a bad night. That's a bad night.
That's a bad night. Everybody get a refund.
I think it would be a Saturday Night Live skit, wouldn't it?
Probably would be, yeah. It'd be, But Paige, you go ahead and ask some more questions from this crazy crew here. But go ahead, and I'm ready to answer all questions. I'm like in front of the Senate committee. I'll answer every question.
Yeah, y'all are doing great. Hey, it helps when you have people that know how to talk. And Steve, I know you've done this before too, so that helps too. And
we all know Steve knows how to talk.
Yeah,
right.
Absolutely. I too know how to talk.
Awesome.
Yeah, we don't have any non-talkers except for Brandon. Brandon doesn't say much.
No, he does not.
Right.
But all these guys, I'm going to tell you, when I bring up, let me tell you a little bit. You want me to talk tonight about how we do things and all the music and all?
Yeah.
When I write a song, I bring it to the band. And I say, hey, fellas, listen to this. And they're intently listening, and I'll play the song. And 9 times out of 10, they'll say, ooh, I love it. I like that. Let's try that. Well, when we do that, well, I'll start playing again. Well, now, nobody knows where I'm going with this. Nobody, you know, they're just following along. But that's how it begins with our arrangements. Scott will kick in on the bass a little bit and get it moving. And then Brandon and Allison will get a little bit of a thump going, you know. And we got some rhythm going there, and I'm on rhythm and vocals. And then Wayne will come in and kick in a lead to it and a backup on the electric guitar. And then that's how it takes form on our – and it's always the – you know, it fits right in with the song the way I wrote it. We just add the little things to it. And then we just keep practicing that, changing this, changing that, calling each other names, don't talk for a week. And then after we get all that done, we start settling on how we want to do the song. Because it's never – I don't think I have. Maybe they can – correct. I don't think I have. I've never looked at it and said, this is what, no changes, this is it. Because it doesn't work that way. Everybody adds their, when we do these arrangements, everybody adds their own expertise and what they're hearing. And that's what
I got to say, Paige, we will try anything. Even if we don't believe it going in, we'll try it. Because a lot of times we'll surprise ourselves. We'll hear something, we'll go, you know what, that has possibilities. But the thing that happened, a real quick story, when I first met Steve, I already had one of his albums, and then the second album I got after I physically met him, and he said that he might be interested in having me work with him. So I sat at home for a two-week period, and I'm not familiar with the term wood, you familiar with the term woodshedding? I did what's called woodshedding. I sat here at the house. I charted every song, its structure, its chord sequences, its timing. For 2 weeks, I learned the intros, the outros. I didn't have time to learn all the lead breaks the way they were played on the record, but I learned enough to, you know, to bring it in, take it out, and start and show up at a rehearsal. The very first song we played, we start into the song, we get about 4 or 5 notes into it, and Steve goes, what's that? I said, what do you mean, what's that? I said, did I play it wrong? He goes, what are you doing? I said, well, isn't that the way it's done on the CD? He goes, oh, I forgot to tell you, we're not going to do it like on the CD. We want to rewrite it for live play. I spent 2 weeks learning that, and then we had to go back, and we took every song that he did, and we figured out intros for them. We figured out new outros. We kept a handful of the original signature licks because they really fit the song. But a majority of them, we completely rewrote. So when you listen to the CD and then listen to the live show, the ballads are basically the same, but the music is a different support structure. It's designed to entertain a live audience and to try to make sure that, you know, people walk away feeling like they got their money's worth sitting there listening to us. And I honestly believe that we're fairly successful when we do that.
Oh, yeah, it works that way.
I have noticed, and I have been back and forth to y'all's shows and listening to some of Steve's on his website. And, yeah, I did notice that.
I would definitely agree that that we're a live band. You know, the CDs are one thing, but when you come to a show and you hear Steve Coughlin's show, you're hearing a live show, and it's much different than a CD. When I first joined the band, Wayne handed me both the Steve CDs, and he said, "Here, these are the CDs. You can listen to them if you want to, but it's not going to do you any good."
If you're in practice, then how do you do that and then do the live show? And does that make sense?
Well, the arrangements are arranged for a live show. So the show that we do is an arranged live show.
Something they're not saying. I think the live show is more entertaining. You know, to listen to the record on the radio, if you hear "Have You Ever Been in Love Before" on the radio, it you know, to me it sounds good. But if you hear us play it live and we add to it a little bit and it's a little bit longer and we really emphasize the good parts, it's a lot better ending. You know, it's the live show is definitely a better way to go with us because we are a live band, like Scott said. And what we add to it, well, Wayne said we added the out, you know, the endless and all. What we've added to it is just more entertaining for a live show because you can go up there and do a radio play on it for 2 minutes and 49 seconds and it's over. We'll take that 2 minutes.
Right,
minutes,
do you know this beforehand or you just get up there and it's just whatever?
It's all rehearsed out. It's all, like Wayne said, we have restructured all the songs for live show. And a lot of bands do that. That way when you hear it live, like City Man. When you hear City Man live, we've switched the saxophone to the guitar, and it's played a lot longer, and it's a lot more instrumental. And to me, it just sounds so much better live. I mean, they're good CDs. They're good, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
Hey, Paige. If I understand what you were asking correctly, what we do live is not a jam. It's all programmed. The entire piece from start to end is all programmed.
It's all choreographed. Yeah.
So it's not. We try to make it sound fresh, like it's played in a jam, but it's not. It's all pre thought out, pre arranged, and.
I have a song, "Have You Ever Been in Love Before?" Do we want to play that?
That'd be fun. Yeah, go ahead.
Sure.
We come back and I'll tell you what we got coming up.
All right. Well, y'all hold on the line. Let's play this.
As I walk away, never knowing just what to say, you said you found somebody new, and I didn't know what to do. Have you ever cried? Thank you.
Show on Intercom Radio Network. We are broadcasting live off of Blog Talk Radio. Our guest line number is 646-668-8941. Let's give a shout out. Let's give a shout out to Phil Cran, WAAK 947 FM. He's host of the Black Dog Morning Show. He is on Facebook. He's got a new Facebook because he's totally shut down. As a lot of us on radio here lately have been getting shut down. I got my fingers crossed. I know Pat Callahan is probably out there listening too. He usually tunes in. I think that's all. Do y'all have anybody you want to give a shout out to?
Yeah, we want to give a shout out to Pat. Pat is the comes in and does the singing for Probable Cause. Probable Cause is the band. It's Steve Coughlin with Probable Cause, and we form Probable Cause, and Wayne can probably tell you sometime in another interview because that's a long story. But what they do is all the classic covers and all before we do a show. They'll have them come out, and they'll do an hour show, and it's really good what they play. And Pat Callahan singing with them is just good, solid, classic rock and roll. And then what they'll do is they'll take a break, and then they come back out, and we'll do my show. But I wanted to give a shout-out to Pat Callahan and give a shout-out to Cheryl Denny, one of our number one fans, and she's always at all the shows, and Margaret Martin, all the shows, and to all the folks that come out and see us all the time, because there's quite a few that, a lot of the shows, they're always there in the audience, and we enjoy them being there much more than they probably enjoy being there.
That's right.
I wanted to say something real quick, because I don't know how much time we have left, but we have a show this weekend at the Boutonniere Winery. I'm not sure exactly. I think it's Danielsville listed where it's at. But we've got quite a few things coming up. We're going to be at the Red Clay Theater in Duluth. I'd like for everybody to come out and see that show. We're going to be doing the 40th anniversary Hart County Theater in Hartwell, Georgia. We're going to do a show for them that night, and tickets are on sale now. You can go on different websites and get them. And I know we're going to be, I think Wayne and I are, whoever's going to be there, I think we're going to do a radio interview for the local FM station here on that show there. And we're in the studio also. We've got two new songs that we play on the show. We just finished them up doing the arrangements, really trying to get them down. And got some good artists, some major artists looking at a couple of them because I am a songwriter. And but these two songs that we put on, we're doing a release on them, and they're trying to get them on country radio. Because we have four songs right now being played nationwide. Not really hitting really Georgia yet, but it will. It just takes time. Nothing's done in the music business overnight unless you're Garth Brooks or somebody.
Right.
But it just takes time. We got a lot of stuff out there. Got a lot of stuff coming up in the wings coming up. And what we want to do is just see a good turnout on all these shows. If you like live music, you like listening to, like I said, my show is not covered. They're all originals that, you know, I've written. But I think you'll enjoy the show. And I know everybody enjoys being up there playing for you. And anybody else want to say anything? I'll let you turn it
over
to y'all.
Well, I want to throw in a couple of things here on the calendar. And so we'll be at the Boudier Winery tomorrow. The following Saturday, we're going to be playing at the Bowman City Festival. Or Spring Festival.
Yeah.
And,
April 20th.
A little bit uncertain about the time. We're either playing from 1 to 3 or 3 to 5. So come out at 12. And you'll be sure to see us and have a great time at the festival. But the following Saturday, we're playing a special event. Our percussion lady has decided that she wants to put a ring on her finger. So she's going to be getting married.
I'm five.
She's going to be getting married, and we're going to be playing at her wedding.
Right.
You already mentioned the benefit for the Hart County Community Theater. On June the 1st, we'll be at the Moose in Bogart, Georgia. On June the 8th, we'll be playing the Duke of Palooza. July the 4th, we'll be back at the Yacht Club in Hartwell doing an outdoor concert, getting ready to celebrate Independence Day. And then July the 13th is when we're at the Red Clay Theater in Duluth. So, you know.
You see why he's the band leader, because he knows all the stuff.
I just thought they were important.
I'm not completely off the cuff, Wayne, either. So,
I would like to say, you know, supporting local music is a very important thing, and our music is authentic. We're talking about, you know, the live show aspect of it. I think that our music brings out a lot of authenticity, and I think a lot of music today lacks that. So I think that makes us special. So when you support our band, you know, you're hearing grassroots material. You're not hearing stuff that's been done before. And I just wanted to put that plug in because I do believe that truly.
I want to say something to that too, Allison, and I know y'all see me out there on Facebook all the time posting about that and saying it shouldn't be a contest for all of us out there. We're out there for the same thing. We should be supporting each other. We should be listening to each other's music, sharing music, you know, liking the music and all the platforms and things like that. I know they get tired of hearing me say that, but that's how I've got here.
Right. And it's true. No, there's strength in numbers is what I say, and that to me is strength in numbers. You know, like
exactly.
You say,
we're all out. Scott, you got anything to add to that?
I think that you know, supporting other bands is very important. There's a group of bands that have been doing that for some time now, in and around the Athens area, and it's always such a pleasure to play with those guys.
Oh, yeah, because there's so much talent.
You go support them and you make new friends.
That's
and
right.
Are,
you know, it's really outstanding. It's a great thing to do.
Yes, because there's so many talented people. I'll say, you know, in Hart County alone, in Hartwell here, where we have where we do our at our practice studio, that's where we practice usually every Sunday. We leave everything set up and we just go in and plug in. But Hart County itself, for a small county, is tremendous talent here, and I'm a fan of a lot of them. And that way at Athens, we do a lot of shows in Athens, and we know just about personally most of the bands there, and they're all just great, talented people. And if people would go out and listen to this, they wouldn't have to sit home and listen to the radio so much. And we're not talking about people that are garage. We're talking about people that are accomplished musicians. You know, my band, Problem of Call, these guys are they're the real deal. When they play a song, it doesn't sound like it come out of somebody's, you know, garage bin. It's anything that, you know, we're at a level to where, you know, we could be asked to open for anybody, and they're there. They're right where you want them to be. They're as good as they get. So, and there's so many bands like that. So, yeah, we all support that. And also, another real quick note, Allison is getting married April 27th, like Wayne said, and we're doing the show. And we're going to do a couple of special songs for her. And then instead of a honeymoon, she'll be over with us playing somewhere. Now, we all wish her love and luck.
Well, thank you.
And I'm going to let everybody just say one more word, and then I'm going to fade on out. But it's thank you for having us on tonight, Paige. We enjoyed it. Thank you to the band and what they do. They always do a great job. And we hope we're in a city near any of you sometime, then come out and see us play.
Well, I tell you what, before you go, and I'll go out with the rest of the songs that Ruth had sent out and uploaded, but why don't you talk about a couple of those songs that you have on here, Steve? Because I know there's a couple of them on here that are real awesome that I know people can relate to, and I know it's one, and I've gotten a lot of feedback on that one, is I'll Miss the Way You Smile.
Yes, and Miss the Way You Smile came. I wrote that song because a friend of mine's wife had passed away, and he got to thinking, and they had been divorced for a long time, and it just struck him wrong. And when he saw her at the funeral home, she was at peace. She wasn't hurting anymore, and that's why he wrote, you know, the song. I wrote the song, I Miss the Way You Smile, thinking about that. He was thinking about the good times. And then we have one on there, All Alone, and I wrote that about my mother after she had passed away. And there's always something you want to say to people after they passed away that you never got a chance to. And that's where that song came from. My Friend is about another friend of mine who had passed away, and I didn't get a chance to spend the time I wanted to with him through the years as we grew older, but we were real close friends. And when he died, I heard about it, and I wrote the song My Friend. So, and that song is just telling people if there's somebody that's special to you, let them know how you feel about them, because you never know when you're not going to get that chance. You know,
hey, Steve.
Steve,
do me a favor.
Yeah.
Don't write a song about me.
That'll be the next one.
Or me either.
It's coming. It's coming. There's a song and everything. It's coming.
No, you need to write a song about Probable Cause.
The song City Man is about living in the city, and it's about people where they grew up. And you can take the country out of somebody, but you can't. You can take them out of the country, but you can't take the country out of them. You can take the city out of people, mm-hmm. but you can't take, you know, or vice. I always screw that up, and they all laugh.
You
at
did.
Me
because of, you always.
But
yes,
so
you
we
did.
Know the meaning. That's where the song meaning comes from. It's just something. The new one, All the Tears I Cried, and How Do You Love a Woman, are just strictly country songs, or sad country songs, or kind of honky-tonk country songs. Right Before My Eyes is another one, you know, where a guy's in jail and she comes and tells him and sees him and tells him it's over and she's found somebody else. And, you know, the songs are just about life itself. That's where most of them come from.
And one other thing, I know you had talked about how you came up with the name Probable Cause, but I think you need to tell our audience.
Well, you know, to sum it up, it happened one night when I was in the studio recording in Athens and coming back real, real late at night, going through some of these small towns in Georgia, and I guess maybe my hair is a little bit longer than most people's, and I'm in the truck, and I get stopped a couple of times, and they know, and then I finally explained to the whole police force after they stopped me, you know, what I'm doing, and then one come up and wants to search the truck, and all, and I didn't have anything, you know, I mean, the only thing, I'm smoking a cigarette, you know, and I said, no. I said, yeah, probable cause, sir, I don't need, and he said, I don't need probable cause. I said, well, you really do. I said, because I'm sure your chief would think you would, too, because you're not going to find anything, and then you got to, you know, there's got to be a reason why, I said, because I used to do this, you know, my background is law enforcement, so you're just fishing. So anyway, the guy was real nice about it. But I told the story to the band, and Wayne got to thinking about it and contemplating on it. And he came back, and he said, folks, tell him to the band. He told the story again, and Wayne said, so Steve needs probable cause. And they are my probable cause. They will make anyone believe that music is what I do.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah. That's good.
And that's a quick way to put it, you know.
Yep.
Because that's you know, that's about his days, and that's how they came about to be probable cause, and Any other things you want to go over real quick, Paige?
Well, I'll just say, you know, Paige, initially we weren't even going to have a name on purpose. It was just going to be Steve Coughlin, and we were just going to be his road band. And that was the way that migrated into being the band name is exactly the same way the songs migrated to be the type of live shows they are. The our closer that we play now down the other road is started out as a real simple ballad. And
yeah,
we
that's
started,
what I wrote, yeah.
We started embellishing it. We really liked the song. It had a nice mellow sound to it. Next thing I know, we got this slide intro going on. And then then we got this really cool ballad going on. And then we got this kind of classic rock style ending, you know, and we played a private party a couple of weeks ago. And of course, there's always somebody yelling, "Play Freebird." I said, yeah. We have an answer to Freebird, and we played that song. And I'm gonna tell you, a couple jaws dropped. They said, "Really? You got to be kidding me!" And you know, when I see,
and it turned into a good, yeah, he's right. It's a good solid rock and roll. Ballady,
yeah.
And that's how
awesome.
It began. Yeah, that's what we do.
Well, when I see people quit talking to each other and just stop and stare at us when we're playing, I know we've hit them in exactly the right place.
Yeah.
You know, and to me that is so good. You know, and after the song was over, the guy was doing Freebird. I said, "Did that take care of Freebird for you?" He said, "Man, that was awesome."
And that's what we do
for.
Yeah.
That's
well, you have an album, you have a CD or album coming out very soon, right?
Yeah, and we're slowly doing the songs. We're just finishing up two. In fact, I'm going to do the vocals next week, and I think Wayne's got to go back in and do one more lick on the guitar. And I think Brandon's done. I don't know if Scott's going in or not on this one. But he's got to turn around and play it exactly like live. And Scott will dance it up to where it'll sound great. It'll sound totally great. But and then
he always does
towards the Just Whisper album. That's the one. And it'll be I think it'll be about 8 or 9, maybe 10 songs on that one. And I'm not sure when it's coming out. It'll be next year sometime. But we're playing all these songs slowly in the shows. So we're adding to it. So and getting the reaction from some of them to let us know whether we want to record it or not. Wayne asked somebody at a show one time. He said, "This is a song here. We've been trying to think about whether we want to record it or not." And he said, "We get a unanimous everywhere we go. Yes, record it. So you tell me what you think." And then when we played the song, everybody's going, "Yes, record it. You know, so
cool.
That's how those come alive there.
Awesome. Well, I do want to thank you for coming in and calling in tonight. That was fun. It's a lot better. It's a lot different atmosphere online and talking about a song than it is in front of camera. I know that.
We want to thank you for letting us come in tonight and for your listeners tuning in. And like I said before, if one of the songs I'm sure you'll hear on the radio somewhere down the line here soon. So, and if you hear us playing somewhere, come on out and enjoy it, because we'd love to have you there to come out. And to all the bands that support us, there's many of them. And also, Jody DeMarco will be opening for us Saturday night. And he's one of your past artists that you've highlighted. Mm-hmm. And Jody will bring in a little bit different style of music, and it'll be a good show. He'll open the show for us, and then we'll finish it on out. And again, thank you everybody for listening. And Paige, you just keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah, Paige, thank you for doing what you do.
Thank you very much, Paige.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Yeah. All right. Well, y'all have a good evening, and I will see y'all tomorrow night.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Paige.
All right. Bye. Bye, y'all. Y'all have a good evening. I'm going out with the rest of your song. Let's see.
Good night, John Boy.
Right.
Bye.
Bye, Alice. Bye, y'all. Here we go.
I walk in the door and I see you there. Doesn't feel right, and it doesn't seem fair. And I think of the time that we once had. Some were good times, and some were sad. I miss the way you smile.
I'm
watching all the lines, pulling this old trailer. Got a long way to go. When home are calling me, telling me to come on down. It's a place I wanna be. As I walked away, never knowing just what to say, you said you found somebody new, and I didn't know what to do. Have you ever cried? Been in love. been in love. Deep down inside,
this is John Krause, and you're listening to The Paige Roberts Show on Intercom Radio Network.
We're playing tunes that make you grin. Our music's better than it's ever been. So think of us when you need a show. We're at WIRN, Intercom Radio.